Chris Cannon. I'm going to bat.
Hello and welcome to the first UGT cast. We're looking at UGT Season 5, Week 2, Dirt Showdown. Big game on campus this week. Big week in general. A lot of familiar faces shaking up the ranks at the top. Dan Gibson providing some disappointment to his fantasy supporters, going 0-3 this week after starting off the season so strong in Yojim Brawl, knocking out those competitors 1-2-3. But this week could not quite get those Dirt Showdown controls in order. He's going to go down. He's going to drop down probably a good solid two places. And we have, unless something really strange happens, a new leader on the leaderboard. At the top of the board, Jim Larimore is going to take that top spot, I think, after his decent performance. Following him, though, looking like just 8 points out, is going to be a competitor you always got to be looking out for. Someone who has provided season after season of consistent and great performance. John Burgess. Caught up with John Burgess after the game and got to talk to him a little bit about how he felt about giving such a solid week two performance and where he goes from here.
Well, what's interesting about the new format is that at first I thought that maybe it would be a little bit more relaxing because I'd be able to go against people of all skill levels. I was very intimidated last year facing all the ultimate players. I'm like, okay, I'll get to play all sorts of difficulty levels here. People that have played a little bit, people that have played a lot, people less intense, more intense. But so far, this has just meant that I'm playing the top four people who are the most intense of all. So it's been even more stressful. And it takes some getting used to, but so far I think I've held my own. We'll see what the future brings when we start shifting around and people start moving up, moving down. We start playing high-score games where we're all playing. But it's been good. But I got some luck in the Destruction Derby. Het 2 lost some wheels. Dibs went flying and flipped over a few times. So I had the gaming gods of luck were on my side this week. And try and turn that into some momentum. I felt pretty confident, even though I'd never played a demo derby game that didn't involve weapons. I'm pretty good at arcade racers. If you saw Sonic Racing last year, that was my sweet spot. I can't do simulation racing as we've seen with Forza, but anything where you're flipping a car around and it's not too realistic, I'm pretty comfortable at. It's always fun playing Alex Het 2 because we seem ridiculously evenly matched, so everything we do comes down to the wire. So there is added stress there, but there's the knowledge that it's always going to be close and that we'll each always have a chance, which is it's a fun little rivalry going on there right now. I think anyone can win against anyone any week, so you can never take a matchup lightly. But it's just great to see a bunch of new faces getting involved. So right now, I'm happy to be where I am, and I do feel a little bit more relaxed. I of course, want to stay in Ultimate tier. It would be great if I could win it all, but really, I set a nice goal to always place. I want to place first, second, third this year. If I could hit that, then, I mean, these are some really good game players, and I just want to keep up with them.
Looking down the rest of the Ultimate tier, it looks like a lot of familiar names. Dan Gibson is going to stay in there. Dibs at number 3. Hunter Howe taking the chance to jump up to number 4. Alex Het 2 after that at number 5. Below that, we get a little bit interesting. Charles Gast, not having the greatest week, is going to stay up there in Ultimate tier. But following him, it looks like it's going to be Tom Astle. Moving on up from Courage tier, sitting right on that cusp between Ultimate and Courage tier, with a 3-win week. We caught up with Tom after the game.
Feeling nervous, because I'm right on that edge between Ultimate and not Ultimate. So everyone above me is like way better than me, and I have no idea how everyone below me is going to fare. So I feel like I could move a lot up or down, or mostly down. With every game. I feel like definitely people are not going to just... All the rookies are not going to stay where they are. I was looking at the scoring recently, and a bunch of people are already, like... Who just started off are already, like, 800s, 850s, and I am only, like, 900-something. So I think that's going to... The balance is going to shift very quickly. So I guess the key is going to be not to underestimate anybody, I guess. I think everyone in Ultimate Tier is probably better than me. So my best game last year was Trackmania, so that made me feel pretty good. Except that I had played Dirt previously, like very briefly, just once, and I was awful at it. I tried doing the drifting and crashed on the first track and like got last place, I think. So that was my whole experience with Dirt previously, so I was pretty nervous going into this, but having no actual dirt in the game and being not about driving but about crashing was to my advantage, I think. It was pretty hectic. Watch out for Bruce, and that's about it, basically. I liked going backwards. That was good.
Below that, a lot of jockeying for position encouraged here. Isaac Epp, Aaron Houts, all looking to keep their place from last season. Isaac and Aaron having some good fantasy support this week. You're also going to see Brad Ramey continuing his climb into Courage tier, looking to break into Ultimate tier in the first half of the season. Looking very strong in the first two games. Not as strong a week this week as his previous week, but still making positive progress. Ari Velazquez, Charlie Roman, Dan Klein, Bo C, all of these young men and women looking to secure for themselves a name in UGT this season. One of the biggest surprises after a very disappointing week one performance, Jeff Mitchell, the stalwart competitor who has been in UGT a long time, put out a brilliant performance in Dirt Showdown, managed to go 3-0, bumping his rating all the way up from 811 to 859. Here's what Jeff had to say about his performance this week.
It feels incredible. You know, it's a validation of all my hard work in driving digital cars. Basically, I'm a big, hairy winning machine. I piss excellence. If you're not first, you're last. Trademark, Ricky Bobby. No, but seriously, there was some very good competition. It was a fun game overall. It always eases the nerves when you actually get into playing the game and are not concerned about wins and losses. I've always, you know, admired destruction with cars from afar. The encouragement of smacking into things, pushing people off the platform, generally spoke to me. And then as I saw other people play, I started developing things that I wanted to try in the game, regardless of win or lose and tactics. And it turned out some of the things that I wanted to try happened to work out in the moment for me. And I think that sealed a couple of victories. My overall goal with UGT is to improve in ranking slightly every season. So starting with the inaugural UGT, I think I finished in 12th place. Season after that, I think I moved up to 11th, which was a red letter day in my life. And beyond that, I think I shifted to 9th and then came out at 6th place last season. And I have a cool little bronze badge icon and got some swag at the closing ceremony. So I'm really targeting 5th. So in the first game, I played around with the handbrake. Found out that was pretty fun. The second game, I tried to kind of live on the edge of the platform, enticing opponents to try to knock me off. And in the third game, I kind of comboed those two things that I learned in the first, in addition to just hunting Bruce Cannon throughout, which could have been foolish. It worked out for me in that my car was teetering on the edge in most of the game, and yet for some reason I was able to swivel and dodge out of the way to where my car was going in reverse back on the platform, happened to sideswipe somebody who's coming for me, and I got the knockout as they just careened off the edge. So probably dumb luck is the best tactic I came up with, and a little bit of living on the edge.
In Spirit tier, things are still staying pretty close. A lot of rookies and a lot of old hands keeping around that 800 mark. Kevin Gibson and Lakshmi Howe down there, rookies Scott Town, Emery Erpan, Megan Ginter, Antonio Romeo having a little bit of a rough start going 0-3. That's going to bump him down to the bottom, but like they say, there's nowhere to go but up. An interesting competitor who is still kind of mired in Spirit tier, Sunder Iyer, having a horrendous week one going 0-3 in Yojimbrawl. getting smacked around, started the week at the bottom, only to completely turn it around, go 1-2-3 in Dirt Showdown, put down three big wins, and that's going to get him back above 800. Looking forward, a lot of movement in that Ultimate and Courage tier. Spirit tier, always fun to see those guys compete. A lot of great driving happening in Dirt Showdown, and as we look forward to next week, the big questions are, can Jim Larimore keep his place atop the standings? John Burgess within shouting distance of Jim. What's John going to do? Is his performance going to keep up with what we've been seeing so far this season? Got to keep an eye on the rookies, looking pretty strong, continuing to move up the ranks. Tom Astle, big threat into Ultimate tier. On the fantasy side of things, a couple of sleeper picks for you in week three. Looking at their performance in the first couple of weeks, couple of rookies that have been steadily moving up, looking kind of for their breakout game, but have not done anything that has caused me to really doubt their ability, and it looks like they've been able to adapt to the game so far. The trio that I'm talking about, Charlie Roman, Dan Klein, Bosi, all of them, just kind of marching up that leaderboard week after week. Any one of them, I think, is a good kind of budget pick with that rating. They're going to be around the 830 mark to slot into your team, get you some potential good points. You never know who's going to be able to turn it around there. You want to start at the bottom. Antonio Romeo, still an unknown factor. He's going to have a 733 rating going into week three, and that is going to be your cheapest player that you can pick up. He's got the biggest upside. You want to take a chance on Antonio. I wouldn't be surprised if he hits it big. Looking in the top half, of the league right now, you got a couple of people that are really expensive up there. You're going to have Jim, you're going to have John up there, 1077, 1069. A little too expensive to probably put on your team. You're not going to have too much wiggle room if you pick one of them up. But Dan Gibson falling down to 1038, a reasonable pick after his performance in week two, a little bit risky. Alex Hetu at 1025, not a bad pick as well. Hunter Howe, 1035, all of those guys in the same range, all of them with good skills. But Charles Gast at 954 looks like a bargain to me. Charles Gast has always managed to kind of turn it up when it counts. And week three, he's going to have to kind of step it up a little bit, make a bit of a turnaround if he wants to stay in competition, stay in Ultimate tier. And at 954, I feel like the price is just about right on him. We saw a little bit of a stumble from Ryan Grant this past week as well, a little bit of luck going not his way in Dirt Showdown, but at 781, I feel like, based on past performance, he's another pick that could show us that it was just one bad week and he's going to turn it around this next week. So there you go, a couple of suggestions for you, your ultimate courage and spirit tier possibilities moving into week three of UGT Season 5. We'll be back with you next week for more analysis, fantasy suggestions, and, you know, what have you. Whimsy, I suppose. Thanks for listening.